Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Gloria Copeland as she explains the importance of keeping our words in line with the Word of God and gives practical teaching on how to keep our confessions of faith.
This that I'm teaching this week started out with, you know, what do you do and why do things seem slow and what do you do when things don't seem to be working and so on? Well, here's what you do. One thing, you know, God's never the problem. He's not overlooking you. He's not holding anything against you. He loves you. He's for you. He's never the problem. So who does that leave? You and me. The reason we don't receive is we don't do things His way. If we do things His way, we do receive. But even when we do things His way, sometimes it takes a while to get all the things in line that we're believing God for. So what do if it takes a while? We exercise patience. The force of patience. What does it say about the force of patience? Is that force that does not yield to circumstances or succumb unto trial. If we have to wait, what do? We wait in faith. Faith is believing what God says rather than what the world says, the devil says, the circumstances say. So it's up to us to continue in the Word. Jesus said this, continue in my Word and you will be my disciples indeed. In other words, He was saying, continue in my Word and you will follow me. And that's the only way we can do it. None of us. I mean, Ken and I have been in ministry for over 40 years. But we can't, if we just started goofing off, maybe not even being in sin, but just not reading the Word, not feeding our spirits, we would soon be weak. I don't want to be weak. I like victory. I like to be strong in the Lord and win battles. Hallelujah. And it's up to you and me. It's our decision. How much place are we going to give the Lord in our lives? And however much place that is, that's how much victory we'll have. Now, you know, it's easy for us now because we love the Word and we always have. I mean, once we found out the truth, we were so tired of being broke, disgusted, and sorry and sad. I'm telling you, we were tired of it. We were tired of not being able to pay our bills. We were tired of not having victory over sickness and disease. We were tired of just being under the devil's thumb. And we didn't want any more of it. We heard Brother Hagin teach about faith and the Word of God. We hit it like a bass hitting a fly, as Brother Copeland would say. We hit it. I mean, we hit the Word. We got all the tapes, what few there were, we got them. And I listened to them. I was listening to this tape, you can have what you say. What an eye-opener that was. And sometimes if you want to know what the problem is, that'd be the first place I'd look. Why am I not receiving? Well, what are you saying? For one thing, you just told me you're not receiving. So we know that mouth is a problem. And you know, that's the first place to look when things aren't working. What are you saying? You can have what you say. If you believe it in your heart, you say it with your mouth, you can have what you say, Jesus said. So here we were in debt, having trouble paying bills. We had no money. We had bills, couldn't pay them. It was pressure. And I was listening to this. You can have what you say. Mark 11:23. And I just began to get it. And I was reading that. I was listening to Brother Hagin preach this one day. Let me just read it to you. You know it, but I'm going to read it. Let's put our eyes on it. Mark 11. And it was about you can have what you say. So Mark 11, 21 says, 22 says, Jesus saying unto them, after they saw the fig tree cursed, you know this story, but it's not knowing it that'll make you delivered. It's actually believing it and doing it. They saw the fig tree that Jesus spoke to dried up from the roots. Now, the only way that I can see they knew it dried up from the roots was that there was maybe still some green leaves up here on top. It had only been the day before. And now, look at that. From the bottom up, it dries up. You know, you just think in the natural that if the fig tree began to dry, to go, the leaves would all fall out. But apparently, there must have been still some leaves there because it said it dried up from the roots. When Jesus spoke to that fig tree, that sucker began to die. And by the next day, it was obviously and apparently dead. And so the disciples said, Master, the fig tree which you cursed, they knew what he had done to it, is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Believe God. How do you have faith in God? You believe what he says. Well, I don't know what he says. Well, that's the problem. That's where faith comes from. If you want faith in God, you've got to know what he says. You've got to have words to stand on. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever... Well, I knew I wasn't much, but I knew I was a whosoever. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain... Now, I'm telling you, if you're not getting answers to prayer, you better start saying something backed up by the Word of God in your heart. Have faith in God. Yeah, but I've been having faith in God and nothing's happening. That is not faith in God. That is nothing's happening. Faith says, I have it. Anytime you start talking, you don't have it, you're sick, you're broke, you're in trouble, and God's not hearing your prayer, or you're not getting anywhere, or whatever unbelief you say, you don't have it. You don't have it. You don't have faith in God. If you're not saying it, you don't have faith. Well, Gloria, that's mean. I'm not mean. I'm telling you the truth. It's mean. The devil's mean. He's the one that wants you to keep saying you don't have it so he can have a place to live. For verily, Jesus said, I am telling you the truth. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. How do you get rid of doubt? Faith, the word of God going in your eyes and in your ears until it drives out all doubt. And it can't be stored up for any length of time. You got to have fresh word to have fresh faith. But shall believe, he'll not doubt in his heart, whosoever shall say, he says it, he says what he wants to come to pass, he shall not doubt in his heart, down in here in your spirit. Only one way to keep from being a doubter, and that's to keep the word of God going in your eyes and in your ears. Otherwise, you'll begin to doubt. You'll begin to say wrong things. The first place you look if you're not getting action is, what am I saying? Give yourself the saying test. Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. I was sitting there in that little house that day, and I was taking notes on the Brother Hagin teaching on faith. And I saw it. I have to believe that those things, not just a thing, if I'm believing for healing, then I believe that healing comes to pass for me. No. I have to have faith because Jesus said it, that whatever I say, and the word consistently talked to me, whatever I say consistently comes to pass. And here's what I heard that day. Inconsistency lies the power. Now, I knew I was supposed to be talking right. But that day I saw, just listening to that tape, taking notes on it, and it was a tape. It was a 7-inch reel-to-reel tape, big one. I saw that it's what I consistently say that comes to pass in my life. Which doesn't mean just because I say it one time, or I say it in a meeting, or I say it, you know, when my faith is high, I say I have it, or I'm delivered, or my finances are recovered or whatever it is. Just because I say it once doesn't mean I've said it, according to Mark 11. It's what I consistently say that comes to pass in my life. If I want the supernatural power of God to move in my life, I have to consistently, if I want healing, I have to consistently say I'm healed. Even when I hurt, even when the symptoms are still there, I have to continue to say I'm healed. What if I believed I received my healing, I said it for a little while, I felt the pain again, and then I say, I guess I didn't get my healing. What will I get? Nothing. Not anything. Nada. Amen? I have to keep saying over my finances until my finances are manifested. And then after they're manifested, if I want them to stay manifested, I have to keep saying, I believe I receive abundance. I believe the Lord meets my needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. That day, there I sat. This was a real breakthrough for me. I saw that what I consistently say is what comes to pass in my life. So if you believe, my message this week, if you wonder what in the world it was, I'll tell you. It was, what am I doing that's keeping me from receiving? It's never God's fault. He's not ever the one that's missing. He never misses. If things aren't working, we begin to go into the Word of God and we begin to see, what am I doing? We don't have to talk about it. We don't have to say it's not working. We don't have to tell people I'm missing it somewhere. You don't have to talk that. You just keep believing and saying what you want to come to pass. But then start searching and say, do your research and see, where am I missing it? Now, this would be the first place to look, your words. You can't have faith in action without right words. It can't happen. It can't happen. If you're saying, I don't have it, you don't have it. If you're saying, well, I thought I was healed, but I guess I'm not, you're not. Why? Because you're saying the wrong thing. It's so simple, but that's just the way it is. And so this... the first place to look, especially if you know you're not living in sin and all that, things aren't going to work for you if you don't serve God. We don't have a long time here today. My time's about up. If you want to live supernaturally, you're going to have to walk with God and be loyal to Him. If you want Him to be loyal to you, you're going to have to be loyal to Him. Well, what do I mean? I mean, if the Bible says something's wrong, you don't do it. If the Bible tells you to walk in love, you walk in love. You forgive. You don't count anybody's trespass against you. You forgive them. What happens when you do what this scripture says here? And you walk in faith and somebody does you wrong. They really did you wrong. Maybe they stole from you. Maybe they did this. Maybe they did that. They really did you wrong. What do you do? What do you have to do according to the Word? Even when you don't want to do it. You forgive if you have aught against any. Yeah, but they did me wrong. They nearly ruined my life. Well, nearly's not as bad as totally ruining your life. And if you get an unforgiveness, they will totally ruin your life. We cannot be in unforgiveness. Not if we want to stay well. Not if we want to prosper. So I'm just telling you that Jesus has told us here a key. And let's just keep looking here and see what He said. You don't doubt in your heart. And what I saw that day was this. Inconsistency lies the power. In the consistency of my words lies the power of my deliverance. Whatever it is I'm believing God for. And if I'm wishy-washy and I say it both ways and I go to church and I say I believe I receive my healing because that's what you're supposed to do, and then I come home and I tell my friends, my relatives, my husband, I'm sick, that's what the Bible calls a double-minded man. And we know that in the Word it says a double-minded man shall receive no thing. Nothing. Now, who's it left up to? Yeah, but I think that's so, I mean, that's so hard to say I'm healed when I hurt. And people say, how are you? And I want to say, I'm miserable. I hurt. It's so hard. Just, well, what do you say? Say, I believe I'm healed. Just keep saying. Say what you want to come to pass. In consistency lies the power. It's much harder to be sick than it is to say, I'm healed, even when the pain is there. You can say, I have believed I've received my healing. And that's all you need to say about that. I've believed I've received my healing. I believe I've received my healing. You don't have to tell them all the medicine you're taking. You don't have to tell them what you hurt, that you woke up hurting in the night. You don't have to tell them that you still have a symptom. Just say, I believe I've received my healing. Glory to God, I have it, and I won't let go of it. You're going to get what you say, good or bad. And it's up to you and me to be smart enough to say right, to say good. Therefore, Jesus said, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe. When do you believe? When you pray. Not when you see. Believe when you pray that you receive them and you shall have them. That word receive there is a really strong action word. It means to take. When you pray, believe that you take them and you shall have them. Now, according to what else is said here, you could say, believe that you take them and talk as if you have them also. Amen. You take it and you talk it. You take it and you talk it. You take it and you talk it. You don't talk something different. You don't say, I don't have it. I'm telling you, if you want to, you know, if you want whatever it is you're after, you go for it and don't quit. You take it when you pray and you talk it till you see it, till you write it, till you live in it, till you deposit it. You take it and you talk it. I've got it. I've got it. I've got it. The devil comes to say, you don't have it. Relatives may come to say, you don't have it. Relatives may say, you mean you're still doing so and so, and you still doing this, and you still don't have a job, and you know, who can account for relatives? Well, we don't have to account for relatives. All we have to do is say it, take it, and say it. The devil comes say, you don't have it. You have that pain come back that you thought was gone. Don't take it saying, I have pain. Or don't take it saying, I don't have the money. Don't say, I don't have the money. Say something. Think of something to say, but don't say you don't have it. You can say, I believed I've received it. Thank you. I have it. I believed I've received it. Or, you know, when people come to you and they just nose around, you don't have to say anything. You can say, excuse me, I have to leave now. You know, let's get a grip on this thing. But we are not going to say opposite of what we believe we received. For when we prayed, we took it. Now I want you to get a grip on that. When you pray, when you ask God for something, see yourself taking that thing. How are you taking it? By faith. Your faith is taking that healing. I take it. Make it just an obvious move of taking. That's receiving. Believe you receive when you pray. Believe you take it when you pray. And then when you say, I have it. I have it. I've believed I've received my healing. Pain comes. I have believed I've received my healing. I believe I have taken my healing. I have taken my healing. You could just shorten it and say, I have taken my healing. I'm not moved by that. Maybe you get a diagnosis from the doctor. I've taken my healing. I've taken my healing. Honor the doctor. Bless the doctor. But I have taken my healing. I'm telling you, we have to be like those mighty men of David that we talked about earlier in the week. I was reading all about them, and I was intended to preach some of it today, but I didn't get around to it. So you look it up in 2 Samuel 22, I think. But that's a great parallel to what faith has to do. We have to take that ground. We have to take it. Satan is a what? He's a thief. He comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. He takes from us. He tries to take our health. He tries to stop our money. He tries to do this. He tries to do that. He's a thief. He doesn't own anything, so he wants something for his own. Well, he can't have mine. I'm going to be like that giant over there, David's mighty man, not a giant, but a mighty man. And I'm going to defend my territory. Our life is our ground. We're going to have to defend it with faith. You might as well not think that you're just going to float through life in victory without overcoming faith. And you're not going to have overcoming faith without overcoming word. You have to hear the word of faith to get faith. You can't hear the word of unbelief and tradition and get faith. But you and I, we can be a mighty man and woman of God. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you just have to put your heels on the ground and say, I'm believing God and I'm not moving off this spot. This is my bean field, devil. And you get yourself out of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time for somebody else now, but I want you to remember this. If you want victory, you have to go for it. And what did the scripture say? This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Point to yourself and say, my faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith. Glory to God.
Does God have a plan for me?
What am I supposed to do with my life?
Now what do I do?
What are your life questions? Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Kenneth Copeland Ministries introduces Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal, an exciting new curriculum that will help you discover step-by-step God's plan for your life, based on the New York Times best-selling book, God's Master Plan for Your Life by Gloria Copeland. This personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal. Learn practical ways to apply biblical truths that bring answers to your life questions. Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal is now specially priced at only $49.95, a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Order your copy online through our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free, 800-575-4455. Take the next step toward living in God's blessing and connect with God's Master Plan for your life today.
The offer today is Connecting with God's Master Plan. It's a curriculum on how to find the plan of God and walk in it. It's 5 DVDs, 5 CDs, and a workbook. You know, if you'll learn how to walk by faith and learn what the Bible says and do it, you'll be blessed in every area of your life. That's all it takes to give God our attention and do what He says. And the blessing is automatic from there. So we want you to order the curriculum today. It'll be a blessing. You can share it with your family, your friends. You can have a prayer meeting. Glory to God. And study the Word of God.
I want to pray for you today. Father, I pray for every person and every family today. I'm asking you, Lord, to reveal your master plan to every single person listening to this. Show them clearly what they're to do in their lives, for we know that's where the blessing is. And we give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. If you want to live an exciting life, you just say, you agree with that prayer, and you say, Lord, show me what you want me to do, and I'll do it. That'll work for you. It'll change your whole life. Today's message came from this year's Great Lakes Believers Convention. To watch the entire message, go to kcm.org and click on Media. As I shared today, faith says, I have it, I believe it, I receive it. Stand and fight the good fight of faith. Don't be a quitter. When the pressure's on, that's when you gear up and you confess more of the Word of God and you expect more and you pray more. Hallelujah. Don't be a quitter. You know it's a good fight when victory manifests in your life. Thank you for joining us today. We just are thrilled to be able to preach you the Word of God. This is Gloria Copeland, reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
What about 2009? That Babylonian system out there is not going to get any better. That thing has come apart, but we don't have to live in that system. You were taken out of the authority of darkness, and you were given the power and the authority and put into the kingdom of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So get yourself ready. We're moving into that master plan for our lives even more than ever before.
Come join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the 2009 Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th through the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Take 3 days to ground your faith on God's Word and get answers to living successfully in every area of your life. Go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
I'm a sower of seed. I live by faith. I'm a distributor of the blessing of Abraham. That's what we do.